Meet Kenda, AI-powered architectural assistant. Architects need an AI assistant. Polyarc, an 8-person startup, totally gets it. The new company offers Ken, an AI-based 3D and 2D architectural modeler that runs on the cloud. The designer types in prompts like those to spur image generators such as DALL-E and Leonardo.ai now in vogue. The prompt can be something such as design a 3-bedroom, 1-story house, and then the software outputs just that. But unlike image generators, Kenda outputs dimensionally accurate and square floor plans and 3D models that architects can actually use. A bit more tweaking of prompts gets Ken to output plans with a level of detail accuracy to load 300. Ken runs from any web browser, there's no software to download or install. The interface is clean and slick. Unlike big CAD software vendors that give lip service to sustainability, Polyarc's environmental consciousness is built in. Ken contains a material library that updates the amount of carbon locked up in construction material as a building is designed. Designers might think they've seen AI assistance from a CAD vendor. Autodesk Forma lays out buildings and configures interior. But Polyarc is real generative AI, not a generative design tool or optimizer. It uses a large language model, LLM Stable Diffusion, for rendering and natural language processing, NLP. By simply entering an email address, designers can use Kend in its beta version. Polyarc plans to launch a premium version for which it will charge. In a Zoom meeting with CEO Ada Errol, we learn more about the company's founder and origins. Errol has a BFA in architecture from Bilkent University in Turkey and a master's in GIS technology from the University of Arizona. She speaks to us from the Techstars Boston Accelerator offices. Polyarc was one of 12 companies selected by seed investment firm Techstars for 13 weeks of mentoring at the firm's Boston location. In fact, Polyarc has received $500,000 in investment from a total of 4 investors, 2 in Turkey, 1 in the UK, and 1 in Switzerland, according to Crunchbase. In the next 6 to 12 months, Errol wants to improve the product so it can understand and apply local codes, for example. After that, the company may go for another funding round to grow the company to 20 employees. Errol takes a surprisingly balanced view of roles in her new company. Most tech startups are top-heavy with developers, but only 3 of 8 of her employees are developers. Even rarer for startups, Polyarc has a publicist. Errol draws on her experience in architecture and hopes her time in the Boston area, a hotbed of venture capital second only to the Silicon Valley, will provide her fledgling company booster rockets. It's early days for Polyarc. The product is still raw. Prompts are answered after long pauses and the believability of some results isn't stunning. Unlike ChatGPTs that can command credulity even when wrong because of the way results are presented, Ken's results are naked and exposed. One prompt for house with attached garage puts the garage in the center of the house. But Polyarc is as a text-to-model transformer one of the first of its kind, and a step in the right direction, not just a poke at Big Cat and their sycophants who insist that text-to-model is a pipe dream. With a massive wave of interest in AI, Polyarc is as sure a bet as a startup can be for venture capitalists looking to capitalize AI. It may not be of interest to Big Cat vendors who have plans of their own or secretly hope AI is a passing fad. The only reason Polyarc is not the subject of a bidding war already is that many VCs think architecture a niche market or don't know how to spell CAD. I am reminded of Autodesk founder John Walker, an electrical engineer and developer, may he rest in peace, who also wondered 35 years ago if a 2D drawing program could be a business. It wasn't until his Comdex booth was swamped and when his floppy disks flew off the shelves that he realized he had a hit on his hands. Then there was the second design revolution. Perhaps Polyarc could spark the next design revolution.